What if I told you that the biggest lie in professional development is that someone, somewhere, cares deeply about your career trajectory? Here's the uncomfortable reality. They don't. Not your boss, not HR, not your mentor who occasionally takes you to coffee. This isn't cynicism, it's liberation. When you realize that nobody is coming to rescue your career, you stop waiting for permission and start building something that actually matters. This is the radical premise behind a philosophy that's been quietly revolutionizing how ambitious professionals think about work. The former CEO who transformed a regional blog into a $550 million media empire isn't here to coddle you with gentle affirmations. Instead, she offers something far more valuable, the unfiltered truth about what it actually takes to build a meaningful career in a world that won't hand you anything.
Seeking stability and climbing predictable corporate ladders isn't just outdated, it's career suicide. The greatest opportunities hide in messy situations, transforming industries and departments where nobody knows what's happening next. When most people see chaos, they run. Smart people see flattened hierarchies, flexible rules, and space to work in the margins while nobody's watching. Consider the executive who spent 20 years at a prestigious sports network but couldn't use Google Docs. His skills had calcified from staying comfortable too long. Those who moved between positions and embraced discomfort built adaptable skill sets that made them invaluable. The questions that matter aren't about how many jobs you've had, but why you went, what you learned, and how that prepares you for what's next. Your heart tells you where you want to live, your gut signals what feels right, and your brain maps the practical path forward. Most people waste years trying to make perfect decisions, while others make the most of imperfect ones. Taking chances helps you discover what you love and don't, making you more assured and viable long term. Your career belongs to you alone. Nobody else tracks it. Define who you are, what you want, and how you'll get there. Take regular inventory of your progress. If you're bored or intellectually starved, you're failing your future self. Playing victim is the most destructive career move possible. Every minute spent blaming circumstances wastes an opportunity to learn something valuable. Not every job thrills, but complaining or waiting for rescue is a choice, a bad one. People who create real impact care enough to dive into details and help others. Expose yourself to different people, experiences, and perspectives to increase your value. If opportunities don't present themselves, create them. Own your advantages and disadvantages without being limited by them. Weak people make excuses, strong ones find solutions. At work, people often reject new approaches before considering how they could work. Be the person who sees possibilities where others see obstacles, who builds bridges instead of walls. Most people look confused when asked about their vision, yet having one distinguishes those who see beyond current circumstances. Your vision doesn't need to be grandiose, just personally meaningful and focused on growth beyond your current state. A vision functions like a North Star, guiding you forward. It provides steadiness during uncertainty, puts wins and losses into context, and makes dark moments less scary. Their vision might be as simple as holding your own in meetings, reaching a VP title, finding work that lets you travel, or managing people effectively. It creates context for why you're doing things and provides courage when tasks feel difficult. Surprisingly few people have personal visions. Worse are those claiming someone else's vision is their own, a lazy approach that inevitably fails. A vision must begin and end with you. It should be audacious yet plausible, and it isn't exclusive to senior leaders. A good vision isn't just about you. It's about where you want people to go together. It must resonate with and inspire others toward collective accomplishment. Equally important is delivering tangible results and benchmarks that show progress. Vision represents the intersection where hearts and minds work together.
Growth happens daily through thriving, struggling, or simply getting by, building invaluable self-knowledge about your interests and abilities. You can learn from everyone, often more from the receptionist than the CEO. Everyone has something to teach if you listen genuinely.
Observe qualities to adopt and flaws to avoid. Seek environments filled with passionate people who keep you motivated and visible, though exposure reveals your weaknesses. One of humanity's hardest tasks is stopping talking and starting listening. Resist the urge to relate, brag, or question. The more you listen, the more you understand not just what people say, but what they mean and don't say. Learning is hardest when it involves your weaknesses, uncomfortable lessons you want to avoid but need most. Make learning a game. Set challenges like meeting 5 new people or completing 3 tasks before something fun. This makes uncomfortable learning less intimidating and helps overcome procrastination. Ego and insecurity are the biggest obstacles. People fear looking stupid. The most compelling individuals have developed the temperament to listen, learn, and use that knowledge to expand themselves. Without risk and failure, there's no real success. Make this your mantra. If I can lose, I can win. And if I can't lose, I'll never win. Failures force critical self-reflection. What could I have done differently? Who does this better? Where did I go wrong? People who honestly discuss their failures demonstrate intellectual honesty and adaptability. If you haven't messed up, you haven't pushed beyond your comfort zone. Once you recognize your mistake, take accountability immediately. Don't pass the buck or get defensive. To recover from failure, own it completely, understand what went wrong, shut up and don't be defensive, fix it properly, and move on. After a failure, process your emotions. Not addressing your headspace can make you afraid to take future risks. Ironically, success can be a worse teacher than failure. It breeds laziness, arrogance, and carelessness. When successful, it's easy to think you'll always win or have nothing left to learn. Neither is ever true. To stay honest, remind yourself that your lowest moment is probably only seconds away. There's no straight line to success. You must put in hours, take lumps, fail, and learn. In a world promising easy paths, the real advantage belongs to those embracing uncomfortable truths. Your career is your business alone, not because the world is cruel, but because this reality grants complete freedom to define success on your terms. The chaos you've been taught to avoid hides the greatest opportunities. The failures you feared are your most valuable teachers. Stop waiting for permission or seeking validation from those uninvested in your growth. Stop playing it safe while calling it strategic. The path to meaningful work isn't paved with perfect decisions. It's built through embracing discomfort, taking risks, and owning every outcome. Your career isn't a ladder to climb, it's a journey to design. Make it count, because nobody else will do it for you.